Reacting to the Broncos trade of Teddy Bridgewater and looking ahead to tomorrow's draft, here's Nick and Cecil.
It is on to the next one. It's Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. And, you know, the stars come out at night here on Nick and Cecil, and we go to our Johnson Auto Plaza hotline to talk to Raquel Pennington, UFC women's bantamweight contender, at Rocky P MMA on Twitter. And Raquel, thanks for joining the show. I want to ask you first, when people learn that you are a UFC fighter, what's the biggest misconception you run into when you tell people, hey, what do you do? Well, I fight for a living.
They usually give me a pretty weird look, and they're like, you do what? And they start examining my face all weird, and they're like, you have no scars and you're really pretty. And I'm like, oh, thanks. It's called good defense.
that's interesting because MMA is not kind of a natural sport that a lot of young girls and women gravitate towards. So I would have to figure that when you told your parents, you know, that this is the direction or career choice that you wanted, there had to be some kind of pushback, was it not?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I actually grew up being a huge tomboy. So, I mean, I have a younger brother, and then I come from a huge Hispanic background. So it's pretty much like we all live in one household is how it feels. And all my cousins are guy cousins. I have one other female cousin, but her and I didn't get closer until now that I'm older. So, I mean, I grew up running around the neighborhood with my cousins and all their guy friends. And, you know, they called me Rackle McDaniel back in the day because we would play football, tackle football on the pavement in the cul-de-sac between my nana. Yeah, between my nana's house and my aunt's house. And then my guy cousin, we're actually 5 months apart. So we grew up just being pretty much siblings to each other, and we fought all the time. Like, we were just terrorists to each other. It was terrible. And so, but I mean, I was involved in every other sport. And then when I ended up telling my parents, hey, I'm going to do that, they were like, yeah, no, you're not. You're way too pretty and your teeth are too nice. So that was the response I got from them. And then I kind of just went on with it. And when I started coming home with all the bruises, oh man, it was never ending.
Wow. Raquel Pennington joining us here. It's Nick and Cecil on The Fan. Of course, number four UFC women's bantamweight contender. And you mentioned your Hispanic background. To that, I'll say, or Lipways, because I am Chicano. And nice. I'll ask you, when you talk about Colorado, you're Colorado proud. The first UFC fight, I'm really old, but I remember the first UFC fight. I wasn't at it, but I rented it or whatever, bought it. It was at McNichols Arena. So does Colorado have, a special place with MMA? Because it's got a lot of representation within the sport.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of the top coaches here, and a lot of the top athletes come out here. I mean, Colorado, obviously, high elevation, so high altitude training. And so a lot of people actually come out here and do their training, and you just have different calibers from all over the place.
So with your training, because with each different sports, athletes, they all train, but they have different type of training regimen. When it comes to MMA fighting, what is it that you do to learn to grapple and do all those types of things?
So there's many different aspects to it. I specifically, I focus a lot on strength and conditioning. And the strength and conditioning, I mean, I'm not going out there. I want to be a functional athlete. I want to be explosive. I want to be fast. So that's what my training consists of. I'm not lifting all this crazy weight and doing all the things. So it'll be strength and conditioning. I have a wrestling coach. I have a Muay Thai. I have a jiu-jitsu coach. I have a specific grappling coach. I have a boxing coach. And so you pretty much just break down every single aspect, and it's a different training session in itself. A lot of people go to MMA practices, and they have the overall game put together. I use the overall practice as my sparring session where I link everything together. But for me, I mean, I like to focus on one aspect at a time, so that way it's just repetition after repetition, and I'm completely focusing on that.
Raquel Pennington joining us here. It's Nick and Cecil on The Fan. You can follow her on Twitter at Rocky P MMA. I guess I'm all full of questions about misconceptions, but any one of my friends that is a fighter, and obviously on the very amateur level, not in the UFC, it's always they don't want to fight, out in public. Because people, when people learn that you're a fighter or a boxer, right? Oh, you must think you're bad. I'll assume that's something that you have to deal with as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think just given the fact that, like you said before, being a female fighter, when I first started this sport, I mean, there was barely any women around. In my amateur career, I fought a few of my opponents multiple times just to be able to have opponents. And then to see where the sport has actually come with women, I mean, it's phenomenal. But, yeah, I mean, you know, people will sit here and they're like, oh, okay, you're a fighter, so you must have grew up fighting and being super tough. And, no, not at all. Like, I never got into fights unless I was, of course, fighting my guy cousin. But other than that, I mean, I never got into fights. And, like, I was just always into athletics, into my academics and stuff. And then I think for the most part, for me being a female fighter, people just – they kind of go crazy with it. Like, they get – they're very intrigued with it. They become starstruck and they're just like, man, that's pretty much badass. And they're just, it's more like that. They're just mind boggled. The fact that I'm a female and I'm out there fighting.
Well, I know. I mean, it definitely is difficult when you are in this sport and some people want to challenge you. And the same thing would happen to me when I'm playing, but there are a lot of women and young girls who aspire to do the same thing that you are doing, and they're being told that they cannot. So what would be your message to those individuals who are trying to get to where you are now?
You know, it's going to be what I always tell everybody, you know, put your heart and soul into whatever you're passionate about. I mean, we're all born unique. We all have our own interests. It's our one life to live. So I can't tell you guys how to live your life, and you guys can't tell me how to live my life. And I believe in supporting each other. Of course, everybody has opinions, but at the end of the day, I mean, if you go around and you listen to everybody and you're not following your heart, you're not going to be happy 100%. So if you're not happy, why does it matter? And you're living somebody else's life. So you need to be fully committed to yourself, your beliefs, and truly follow your heart. If you're going to step foot into that gym, I mean, work hard and be coachable. And then on top of that, you know, like I said, have fun with it. Because if the passion isn't there, then pretty much just another job and you lose interest and it becomes just, it's not fun, and people roll through the motions, and that's where injuries happen, that's where losses come from, like all the different things. So
Stars come out at night. It's Nick and Cecil on the Fan. Raquel Pennington on our Johnson Auto Plaza hotline, UFC women's bantamweight contender. And Raquel, appreciate your time. My final question for you has to do with how the sport has grown. And you mentioned starting out and fighting a lot of the same opponents just to even have opponents. But not just your sport, but all sports, the emphasis, the spotlight, you know, continuing to shine brighter and brighter on women's sports and women's athletics. How many changes have you seen? And how has sports and women's sports in general grown over the time that you've been in sports?
A ton, you know. I mean, I feel like we're definitely getting equal opportunity as guys are, and you know, we're getting the exposure that guys are. I feel like in a lot of different sports, the pay is becoming a huge thing to where women are actually finally getting paychecks that we deserve. And I mean, when it comes to it, for me, you know, like I said, I mean, obviously there wasn't very many women back then, and it was just very judged. There was a lot of opinions on that. And I remember back in the day, I was like, I'm going to be one of the first women to the UFC. And I cannot tell you how many people laughed in my face. And I was like, just wait. And what do you know? I was one of the first women into the UFC, within the top 10 women that ever signed with the UFC, had the Ultimate Fighter experience. And so for me, it was just drive and motivation. But you do get those people who challenge you or who have to always try to one-up you. And, you know, I think it comes a lot from guys. And what I get from there is just, I think there's some intimidation that comes along with it, and they got to feed their egos. It's not everybody, but then I've had people who have absolutely 100% treated me like just an individual who's passionate. We're focusing on the same craft, and our goals is iron sharpens iron. So we're working together and we're being teammates. And, you know, I personally love to train with guys just so that way, I don't know if it's because of the way I grew up or whatever, but I can push 10 times harder is how I feel, and just kind of be a little bit more aggressive. And I love the training partners who give it right back to me. And then on the same token, I like to train with the girls because it's just a different training dynamic. Some girls are different. Like, the speed is different. The strength is different. The flexibility is different. So it's good to differently mix those things up. But yeah, I mean, it's just, like I said, I mean, the recognition, all the different things. So it's definitely changing, and it's only going to continue to change.
Raquel, you made a very interesting point, saying as though you like to train with guys. So I want to stay there for a moment. If we were to arrange something where you could kind of go against Sisu in a charity event.
Oh, God.
Hold on for a second. What would be your finishing move to get Sisu to tap out?
Actually, it all just depends. I have a lot of tricks up my sleeve. And, you know, I mean, you're basically putting me on the spot there with pretty much giving my answer. So I'll just tell you, like, a triangle choke, and I'm going to do something completely opposite.
Ooh, choked out. Cecil Lammy,
yeah,
hey, you know what? There it is right there. Cecil Lammy choked out for charity.
Yeah, if it was for charity, that's fine. But I'm like just afraid to even have this conversation. So, Raquel,
that's
I probably
funny,
wouldn't
actually
put up much
done
of a fight.
Some events like that with charity and some sponsorship stuff to where it's, you know, it's me against one of the employees. And, you know, I tone it down a lot. You're putting somebody in there who they have no idea what's going on. But it's actually some fun stuff, and at the end of the day, I mean, you're going to tap out or you're going to get knocked out, so.
Oh, wow. Ain't that the truth? See, Nick puts me on the spot because I'm a lover, not a fighter, and that's what he says. Kelly, I did lie to you super, super quick. I got to know, and I apologize if this question seems boring or dull to you, but I know you're focused on your craft, but like when I think of UFC, women's UFC's fighters who've gone on after their careers, Gina Carano, right, to acting. Just kind of curious, is that anything, if someone approached you for, you know, more modeling, acting, something like that, that you would do post-UFC?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I've had some people reach out to me as far as doing movies or whatever.
Right.
But right now in my career, I mean, I'm just really focused on that. And then a big thing for me is, like, I obviously want to coach. I currently coach high school gymnastics. I used to coach high school softball. And then I work with younger MMA athletes or even people, like, do women's self-defense and different things. So coaching is a big thing for me. And then just being from Colorado Springs, I mean, I grew up down south, which is considered, quote-unquote, the ghetto. And I went to Harrison High School where it's just pretty much – you know, people don't see that as great education, and the ones that make anything of themselves that comes from being within the top of their class or coming from athletics. And so, you know, I mean, just growing up where I did and, like, seeing the struggles and the different things that went on with my friends, like, I would really love to start some sort of foundation or some sort of nonprofit organization to where I can just give back to the community, help kids in need, give them a safe place. You know, and bring them in and teach them life skills, teach them different things about athletics and stuff like that. So, I mean, I have a huge vision board on what I want to do. It's just kind of right now I feel like I just hit my prime with my fighting, and I have some big goals with that. And so I definitely want to continue to focus on that.
Well, Raquel, it was great having you on, and I love, you know, what you're doing and your big plans. Cecil and I both come from backgrounds similar to yours, so whatever I can do to help you out on your quest with this foundation, definitely keep me in mind. And also, before your next fight, feel free to come on the Nick and Cecil show. We would definitely love to have you on. So consider our show a home for you.
Awesome, guys. I love it.
Right on. There we have Raquel Pennington on that Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Nick and Cecil are on the fan. Nick, you had to do that to me, didn't you?
What did I do? I didn't do anything. I just asked a question.
First off, you like want me to give you one of my Pelotons. Like not
you
like
have
say
two.
I'll buy it from you.
But you have two.
But one's a bike and one's a tread.
But I didn't.
But you want me to just like give you one.
I know.
Not like, hey, I'll buy it from you.
I say loan it to me.
Nearly new, by the way.
Loan.
Nearly new.
Well, you haven't really used
it. You want me to buy you a jersey of whatever quarterback that you want? You want a Teddy one now?
But you said that. You said that. I didn't say it.
And now you want me to put my life on the line.
Hey, man, Sisu get choked out for charity, man. That's a great campaign, right? It works great, man.
Put a new meaning into Sack Cecil. It's Nick and Cecil here on The Fan talking about Teddy and this move for the Broncos. And, well, you're going to draft tomorrow. How would you draft if you're drafting the Broncos roster? We'll explain next.